to help us learn, I think it taught us how important fast offering was, you know, that you give what you can and what you can do. And for our tithing, it was years and years before we could ever go to a bishop to give tithing. But then he always took every bit of the tithing at the office at home, or else when they got a meeting house, they always went to the office and paid it directly to the bishop. They never just put it in an envelope and gave it to them. And so we would wrap up our little bit of tithing, 2 or 3 or 4 cents or whatever we had, and just push up his desk and shove it in, and that was our tithing. And I did that for years and years, not knowing any other way to pay tithing, you know, is to give it to people. And Dad was Mother was liked to be very generous, but she didn't have it to do with.
Generous with her means,
well,
or her time?
Well, she would like to have, this person's sick, she would love to have sent them flowers, and she would love to have done this for them or that for them or something. And as when she got older and they had the means, that was a great joy to her, that she could send flowers to someone or send a card to someone or that sort of thing. And Mother was a Republican, having come from a Republican family. Grandpa Nathan John was a judge, and he was a Republican. And Dad, is that my house, or is it the...
Seems to be with your furnace goes on and on.
There's a dimming, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down the tape, so I think we're okay. Yeah, what's wrong with your lights just kind of dim?
But Dad was a Democrat.
Dyed in the wool.
Dyed in the wool. Very staunch. And, He let you know it. And turn the tape off. Let me tell you something.
Can we keep it on?
When we moved out here, he gave me a lot of things when he was going for office again. And he said, why don't you pass this out to your friends out there? Oh, murder. This was all a Republican area.
Oh, I bet. Yeah.
I can't believe that.
I don't know what would be causing that. So he wanted you to pass out campaign material?
Oh, campaign material. I'd say, this is my father. And they'd look at me and say,
did you pass it out or did you throw it away?
I don't think it made a bit of it, and I don't think it made any of made anybody like me any better. But anyway, I think he was a perfectionist too, and he wanted things done very well. And I remember him saying, if you can't do something right, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Have you heard that?
Yeah.
And I have seen that over the years, that maybe we go into that a little too much. After a ward conference, he'd come home and he'd say, now, this could have been better. and this could have been better, and I could have done this better, and we could have done this better. Instead of saying, we had a wonderful conference, so-and-so did this so well, and this was done so well. And, you know, I think a more positive outlook of life is much, much better for us than to always be criticizing ourselves, you know.
Right, right.
And
was that hard on your mother, his perfectionism? How did they balance each other?
This bothers me. Is it my house, or do you think it's all over?
I don't know.
Well, let me turn my furnace down.
Did it just start today?
Well, let me check. I'm seeing what? I don't know personalities.
Did they balance each other well? Were they very different?
Yes, only I think Dad always felt like he should have his own way.
Really?
I think men at that time, before the church started telling us women that we were important, I think the men felt like they were supposed to really be the head of the house and run things. I don't know. I don't know. I can see some things that were wrong at some times, and then they were all right at other times, and it was personalities. But I do know that they loved each other. I do know that they loved us very much.
How would they express that, Aunt Lois? What would they do?
Well, I think maybe the fact that they were always so concerned about us learning about the gospel. Joseph F. Smith, see, had been president of the church just before Heber J. Grant. And he had advocated to having family home evening, you know. And so we had family home evening. We had family home evening long before anybody that I knew had family home evening, or when the church brought it back up and came having it again. And we'd put on plays. We would close the French doors, and us kids would all get ready, and we'd have a play, you know, open the French doors, and Mother and Dad would sit there and listen to our programs and that sort of thing. We all enjoyed being together, and in spite of the fact that Daddy was so busy, and then he got busier because he was trying to build a meeting house. And see, it took him 7 years to build that meeting house. And